friends. And we are continuing our shir on the Parsha of Sota. In the previous shir, we presented numerous very strong questions on the Seder HaPsukim, Lashon HaPsukim. And now we will see the Mahalach of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol, Rav David Yitzchak Mann Zatzal, as I understand him, Vani Yusi. The Ramban writes in Pasuk Chaf, V'hinei ein b'chol mishpatei HaTorah davar talui b'neis zulasi inyan hazeh, shupele v'neis kavur shi'ase b'Yisrael, b'yosem osim b'tzom v'shel makom, ki chofetz l'man tzidko, li'yaser ha'nashim shelo ta'asena kazos y'eser ha'amim, u'lenakas Yisrael min ha'mamzeirus, shi'ru uyim l'hashrus shechina b'seichom. We don't find in all of the laws of the Torah a miracle. There's a whole halacha predicated on a miracle. We find that nowhere else except for here. This is a pele, this is a nes kavua that is done for the Jewish people when we fulfill the will of God. Because Hashem wants that women learn Musar and don't do what the other nations do, and God wants to clean us of mamzerus in order that the Shechina can dwell among us. That's the way the Shechina dwells amongst us. Ayin Sham in the Rabban. Aval nira, sheyesh b'ze shnei inyanim, omer Rav Man, v'omnam shneihem nisim hem, aval bebet ofanim. We have two inyanim, they're both nisim, but two variations. The first nes is the koach in the water in a miraculous way to be poel b'isha sota b'tzav sabitna, that her stomach should become fatter. It should blow up. The Kli Yokar in Pasuk Yud Zayin explains the Mahalach Inyan b'koach hamayim ayin shem b'Kli Yokar. That's one Inyan. Number two is that the Inyan of Klala that comes with the Shtiyas Hamayim, this curse that comes with the drinking of the water, the curse itself causes harm. This we see in the Mishnah, Sotach of Zayin Amid Beis, Kishem Shehamayim Botkin Osa, Kach Hamayim Botkin Oso. Just like the water checks her out, says the Mishnah, so too the water checks him out. The man is also going to suffer this swelling of the stomach and the falling of the thigh that the Pasuk describes by the woman. And look there in Tosfos, in the name of the Yerushalmi, that we see that the water, it checks him out even in an instance where it doesn't affect her. Ayin Sham in the Tosfos. Look in the Mishnah Lamelech in the second parak of Hilchos Sota. Halacha Yibayz, Dibar Maschil Vida, and Paragimel, Halacha Yid Zayin. So he didn't drink the water. So where does it come from? It must be Vitzad HaKlala Shem B'davar. It's because of the curse. And the curse is Chal on him also. Curse applies to the man as well as it applies to the woman. The Meshech Chachma, Pasuk Chav Zayin writes that that's what it says. That it says V'haisa Isha La'ala B'kerev Amo is coming to be Mimayet. That this woman will be a curse among your nation. So this is coming to exclude that even though you do Kinui Al Yedei Akum, even though when she is suspected and we do kinui, we warn her, so that would be even if there is a Gentile man who is the subject of the warning, that she shouldn't seclude herself with him. Nevertheless, by him there is no Allah, there is no curse, like there would be by a Jewish suitor, by a Jewish male who is sinning with her. Because this is only an inyan b'bnei Yisrael, and that's why it says, in the midst of her nation, stafka b'kerev amah, it has to be a Yiddish zach, only when Jews are the main characters involved. They are the protagonists. So Ayin Shama the Meshech Chachma and Pasuk Yud Zayin. So based on what we said, we understand why. Because the Din Ha'ish is not because of the woman. If it was out the woman, then you can say, hey, even if the guy involved is a guy, but it should still apply to him because it applies to the woman. And the guy's din is just an outcome of the woman's din, so who cares that he's not Jewish? But no, as we said, the chatchila, the din mayim hama'arim, is also on him. Even though he doesn't drink the water, but he gets it mitzah the klala. It's not miguf skulas hamayim. So when Akum was mismayed from the parsha, they were mismayed from the meisota. Obviously, they're not drinking the meisota, and they also don't get the klala. So it only is going to be when there is a Jewish man and a Jewish woman involved. The Jewish woman is getting it because of the water and the klala, and the Jewish man only because of the klala, even though he's not drinking the water. It's coming from the klala, and even the water doesn't check her, but it does him. He didn't ingest the water. The answer is because of the klala involved, because of the curse involved. And it would appear that that's the kefil that we find in this parsha of mayim hama'arim, the mayim marim hama'arim, the bitter and cursed waters that we see in this whole parsha. That when it says marim, that's a, as Rav Man puts it, an ashvuye, a creation within the water, that it's mekalkel and it makes bitter. It makes things very bitter when she drinks this water. However, we also need an ashvuye, we also need a chalos, we also need a creation of the Kohen by putting something bitter in the water, like we saw in the Gemara in the first shir. So not only does the water make things bitter for her, but we also need something bitter in the water. Aval ikro eno b'davar mar zeh, el shu asiyah ha'oses hamayim lamarim, danu koach lifol litzbos baten. But it's primarily not because of the bitter thing itself, but rather we want to make the water bitter in order to be poel the swelling of her stomach. So it's not, the ikar isn't that we made it bitter. The ikar is that we make it bitter in order to be poel, in order to activate the swelling of her stomach. That is not swell. We'd rather this not happen. That's inyan number one. Inyan number two is what it says, me'arurim. And that is the klala. Lo mikoach hamayim. Elo sha'idei shenase hamaisa shel hamayim. Aidei zeichola me'eira dahainu klala haboal yidei haklala. V'inyan rishon chol b'mayim ayidei hakohen b'simas davar mar b'mayim v'nasheni chol adei mechikas Hashem b'mayim shebezeh ayidei shtiyas hamayim chola haklala. So we have the second inyan. The second inyan is the curse. The curse is not mikoch the water itself, but because you did a maisa with the water, through that the curse is chal. Because we have the curse, first she drinks the water, and then because she drinks the water, the curse is going to be chal. So the first inyan is chal in the water. The Kohen puts something bitter in the water, and then she drinks it, and then something very bitter is going to happen if she was unfaithful. And the second inyan, how does the second inyan work of the klala? What we do is we erase God's name in the water, as we see in the parsha, that with this, through the drinking of this water, the klala is going to be chal. The klala is going to take effect after we erase God's name in the water. So it says the Yerushalmi in Sota Perikei Halach Aleph, brought in Tosis in Sota Chav Zayin Amit Beis, Minayin Hamarim Dominion Hamarim Ukeneged Ramachei Varim Sheyesh Bo Ukeneged Ramachei Varim Sheyesh Bo. Kishem shamayim botkin oso, kach hamayim, oso, Kachamayim, both can also. Meaning that Chazal figured out the gematria of the word Hama'arim, the curse. And what did they come up with? They came up with 496. 496 also happens to be the gematria of 248 plus 248. A man has 248 limbs, and a woman has 248 limbs. So can I get there 496 limbs? They get the Ma'arim. So that's what makes sense based on what we're saying. Because this Ma'arim is Chal Mitzad the Baal also. It's not only Mitzad the Isha, it's not only Isha's curse, it's the Baal's curse also. And this has nothing to do with the Marim. First it's Marim, it's water is made bitter, and then she gets hers. And then there's the Ma'arim, then there's also the curse, and he gets his. So those are the two aspects, two miraculous aspects to this, to these waters. One, again, is the actual water, and the other is the curse. The curse is chal even on the Baal, the man, on the suspected man, and the water only on the suspected, the actual drinking of the water only on the suspected woman. So b'yisoda inyan, we can explain as follows. Rashi's in Pasuk Yud-Bei, that it says, ish kitiste, it's coming to teach us, shemo elis b'shtayim, b'ish melchama shalamala, b'isha shalamata. She is being cheating on two people. She's cheating kibiyachol on Hashem ish melchama, on God, and she's cheating kibiyachol, or I don't want to say kibiyachol, she's actually cheating on her husband. Ein barichus b'midbaraba kan parshites os beis, parshites os ches, parshites os yud beis. So there's this inyan that this woman is mo'elas b'shtayim. So neged hami'ila b'shem. So because she was unfaithful to God, so we have a klala, this curse, which comes from above. And this is shayich to the inyan of mechikas shem Hashem. We know that God's name is erased. Why is God's name erased? Because that's what she did. She was erasing God's name. She was unfaithful to God. This is showing her what she did. And therefore she receives this klala. Neged mi'ila b'baila, because she was unfaithful to her husband, comes the this is not the inyan of klala and l'shem Hashem. That's not about God. This is between the two of them. So that's the mayim hamarim. That's the water that she drinks. So the husband's main infraction was against the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Right? She married this guy. She has an obligation to this guy. So memeila, she's sinning not only against God, she's sinning against him. But her paramour, this man with whom she had this forbidden relationship, he is sinning against God. He has nothing to do with the husband. I mean, he's not doing anything nice to the husband, but he's not bound to the husband. He's not usher to the world because of the husband. He's primarily bound by God, that he's sinning against God. So therefore, for him, all you have is the ma'arim part. All you have is the curse part. That God's name is erased, and then the klala is chal, and then the curse is chal, and he gets it because that's what he did. He, so to speak, erased God's name. And therefore he gets the curse. But the actual waters, no, the drinking of the water, that's only her, only the woman is affected by the very drinking of the water. She's the only one who drinks. So because she did two me'ilas, Hashem and her husband. And the husband only did one me'ilah against the man only did one me'ilah against Hashem, and therefore he only gets it mitzad the klala. And therefore, that it says in Pasuk Yitches, Ubiyada Kohen, Yu Meha Marim HaMa'arim, that the Pasuk is talking about the Hashboas HaSota, the making of the swearing of the Sota woman, which is before Mechikas Hashem B'mayim, before the erasure of God's name in the water. So here in this pasuk, when it says "Viyadakon Yumei Amarim Hamearerim," that it's the bitter and cursed waters, the waters which bring about the curse. So this Ma'arim is Al Shem Ha'asid. It's because of the future. In the future, the water is going to be Poel as a Ma'arim, as a curse. The curse hasn't come yet, because the name has not yet been erased in the water. That's in Pasuk Yudchet. But in Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says Chasav, etc. Umachas Mehamarim. There, Lolagabe Pu'ulas Hamayim Mairi, Eleklape Mitziusan Achshav Mairi. We're not talking about the Pu'ula, what the water is going to do, but rather we're talking about their Mitzius now. And now God's name has not yet been erased in them, so they are merely Meimarim and not Mayim Ma'arim. And therefore, it doesn't say in the Pasuk Meimarim Hama'arim, it just says Mehamarim. So we understand why the Pasuk says Umacha El Mehamarim, and erase it in the bitter water. Because before it's erased, now, after this, it's going to be erased. But before the name is erased, here it says, the coin shall write these curses on a scroll and erase it in the bitter water. So before it's actually erased, then it's just bitter waters. But it's not cursed waters yet. So the Klape the Metzius, now it's talking, and it doesn't call them Ma'arim. And that's what it says in the Sifri, which is brought by the Ramban, Magid Shakasiv Oses Hamayim Marim. The Pasuk makes the water bitter. In other words, the water is bitter even without the Mechikas Hashem, even without the erasure of God's name, because the Torah made the waters bitter, and you don't need anything additional to make them that. Unlike the Ma'arim, where you need Mechikas Hashem L'socham. And this is learned from the Pasuk, that even before the waters, even before Mechikas Hashem, the waters are already called bitter. But they're not yet called Ma'arim, they're already called Marim. Because HaKasav, the Pasuk makes, the Torah makes the water into bitter waters, and not the Shem HaNimchak L'Socham. You know what the Shem HaNimchak L'Socham, when the name is erased? That makes the waters into Ma'arim. That is Mechil, that causes the curse to apply. And that's what it says in the Sifri. That it says, Biyad HaKohen, Magid HaKosov, this is the Sifri that we saw in the previous year, Magid HaKosov, She'en HaMayim Ne'apachim Lios Marim Ela Biyad Kohen. The Pasuk tells us that the water is only transformed to be bitter in the hand of the Kohen. Dehainu, writes the Rav. Klape ha'tchuna shel marim b'mayim atzmam shehu davar nosaf al hayotam me'arim shel ze kamashmalan kra she'eino na'asa me'elav ela al yidei kohen. So when it says "Oviyad ha'kohen," in the hand of the Kohen, that the water only becomes bitter by the hand of the Kohen, meaning regarding the character of the bitterness of the water, which is in addition to the fact that the waters are also me'arerim, that they also bring about a curse. And on this, the Pasuk teaches us that it is not done automatically. How is it done? It needs to be done by the Kohen. It has to be Biyad Kohen. That's in Pasuk Yudches. The Kohen should stand the woman up before Hashem, expose the hair on the head of the woman, or paras rosh ha'isha, v'nasan al kapes minchas ezikaren, minchas kanosu, uviyad ha'kohen, yomei ha'marim. So the Medrash says that it only becomes bitter because of the Kohen. If not for the Kohen, then the waters wouldn't make life so bitter for her. And that is learned from the Yitur and the Pasuk, that it says, Ubiyat HaKohen, Yumei Amarim Amarim. It has to be in the hand of the Kohen. It's mashma that this chalos in the Mayim, to make them Amarim, is dependent on the hand of the Kohen, and it's chal through the Kohen. And it must be that he puts in them something bitter, as we saw from Chazal in the previous shir. So that is one approach, one understanding, that the Kohen makes it bitter by putting something bitter inside. And then we have another Lashon in the Sifri, that they're called Marim Al Shem Sofam, because in the end, Marim Es Haguf, they make the body bitter, Ma'arin Es Ha'avon, and they sort of shake up the sin. Meaning that just like with respect to Ma'arin, it's talking about Sofam. When it says Ma'arim, it means in the end it's going to be Ma'arim, because as we said, it's only Chal later, the Ma'arim, when God's name is erased. Nevertheless, it already says here, earlier, for the erasure of God's name, Uviyat HaKohen Yumei Amarim Ha'Ma'arim. So it must be that this is not Al Yidei Kohen. He's not the one who makes it happen. Why? Because it's not yet Ma'arim. So the Maisa, the water is going to be in his hands, but they're not yet going to be Ma'arim. So too, by the Marim part, according to this other Lashon in the Sifri, the Marim part, it's not talking about the Maisa of the Kohen, but rather it's done al yedei neis, sofo lios, marim. So it's not chal now, b'shas maisa. So therefore marim must be al shem sofo. And Rashi explains, l'fi pashtei dekra, k'lishna bastu b'tzifri. The Rashi explains, according to the latter lashon of the Sifri, that it's al shem sofo. Just like the marim part is al shem sofo, so to the marim part is al shem sofo. But lahalacha, the din is kemavur b'gemara and nifsek b'rambam, that we require simas dover mar. And what's this placing of something bitter? This placing of something bitter is also necessary. And already now it's bitter. So Rashi is correct and Chazal are correct, meaning Rashi is based on Chazal, but Rashi is correct, and the Gemara, which says differently than Rashi, is correct. On one hand, it's Taka Al Shem Sofo, because that's going to be in the future. They're going to make her life very bitter. And already now, there should be a Simas Dover Mar B'Socho. They should already be now called Marim. That's according to one Pshat that Chazal say. That already now it's bitter. So it could be Al Shem Sofo, just like the Marim is. And it could also be Al Shem Machshav, which is the way the Gemara understands it, then you have to put a Dover Mar B'Socho. So that explains those two understandings of the Meimarim, and they're both correct, and so is the Halacha. So we still have a Derech to go in this understanding of the Parsha. We like to have Mehalchim that explain a lot as opposed to just a little bit. So, Bertzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, we will, please God, continue and see more niflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.